In these last days of Lent, we experience the healing that comes with penance and sacrifice. Yet Jesus wants us to focus on a still greater work to be done, a work He will accomplish with our resurrection. That's good news in this week's Mass. Find out more next on Breaking the Bread. As we draw near to the end of Lent, our gospel clearly has Jesus' passion and death in view. That's why John gives us the detail about Lazarus' sister Mary, that she is the one who anointed the Lord for burial. His disciples warn against returning to Judea. Thomas even predicts they will die with him if they go back. When Lazarus is raised, John notices the tombstone being taken away, as well as Lazarus' burial cloths and head covering, all details he later notices with Jesus' empty tomb. Like the blind man in last week's readings, Lazarus represents all humanity. He stands for dead man, for all those Jesus loves and wants to liberate from the bands of sin and death. John even recalls the blind man in his account today. Like the man's birth in blindness, Lazarus' death is used by Jesus to reveal the glory of God. And again, like last Sunday, Jesus' words and deeds both give sight to those who believe. If we believe, we will see. We will see that Jesus loves each of us, just as He loved Lazarus, that He calls us out of death and into new life. By His resurrection, Jesus has fulfilled Ezekiel's promise in this week's first reading. He has opened the graves that we may rise. He has put His Spirit in us that we may live. This is the Spirit that Paul writes about in our epistle. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will give life to us who were once dead in sin. Faith is the key. If we believe, as Martha does in today's gospel, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, even if we die, we will live. God the Father assures us in this Sunday's first reading, I have promised and I will do it. So we must trust in His word as we sing in the psalm that with Him is forgiveness and salvation. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.